The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello.
Hi.
How goes it?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm great. All right.
So we've got a couple things to discuss here.
Mm-hmm.
Our week two of our music bullshit, stupid thing.
I am the reigning champion.
Yeah. So again, we each select a song, put a poll up on our Patreon. I lost again, this time by one vote. So my song sucked less than last week.
Oh, shit. It was a close one. It was a real nail biter.
Fucking stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
If you were winning, the whole thing would be awesome. Trust me, because it's awesome.
So I'm beginning to think they don't even listen to the fucking songs. They just pick yours.
Nope. They just like me so much. I think it's the opposite of that. I think they're like, fuck, I don't want to vote for him. Oh, shit. Yeah. So we got two new picks. We'll put them up there. Check them out at patreon.com/whosrightpodcast or Who's Right, or just look for fucking Who's Right. You can't look for fucking Who's Right on Patreon. You have to go to the link. Go to whosrightpodcast.com.
Yeah, because some fuckhead turned us into Patreon because our content is edgy. I guess.
We're fucking edgelords.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So we got two choices, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
We have a board full of racist virus shit.
Oh, we all... Isn't that every week? It's like we just swap one for another.
We could have just played last week's show. Nobody fucking noticed.
Nobody would know. We should try that. I want to see how many shows we can stack on top of each other each week before somebody says, what the fuck? It's just we got six shows playing at the same time as we record a new show. Just layer this one on top of it.
All right. So we got two choices. We can go through. Let's see here. What do we got? Easter Bunny, should they have been fired? No justice, no booty, Boy Scouts. It's all racist shit.
Oh, it's all crap that everybody hears about every fucking day.
So what do you think? What if we try to solve it?
Yeah, like maybe if somebody was in charge, we could do something to make this world a better place.
All right. So you had two months ago, you had kicked around the idea of running for president.
God damn right.
All right.
Kick the shit out of it.
Kick the shit out of that fucking idea.
Kick the shit out of it.
And then I put my knee right on its fucking neck.
See, we don't have to go to the board. So I've been thinking for 9 minutes. Okay. So I think it's time to officially launch the campaign, right? I mean, the world is just fucked up enough that I could win.
I have a question.
All right.
If you officially launch your campaign for president of these United States of America, and mm-hmm. God we trust.
Yes.
Does that mean that there's more work for me or any work for me?
No, you're getting kicked out of the country. What do you mean work for you?
are you going to pay for relocation?
Yep. I'll put right in the back of a fucking bus and there you go.
Why does it got to be in the back of the bus, you motherfucker?
Where you illegals belong.
Okay.
See, that's not racist because I was talking to you.
All right. So if you're running for president,
uh-huh.
and it means no more work for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
No, wait, who's going to manage my campaign? Who's going to be my running partner?
Don't run.
Running partner.
I'll be your mall walking partner.
That's even better. At every debate, I'm going to have to correct him. No, he's not my running mate. He's my mall walking partner.
All right. I have a feeling if we're going to go down this road, anybody that's listening to this, start taking notes now, because
if you're looking for contradictions, there won't be any.
Okay. So if I'm going to, I don't want to be your, I'm not your bitch.
It's no. Mall walking partner. You're missing the partner part.
Co-partner. I mean,
the mall walking makes you a bitch. I need you on my side. I need you for this.
All right.
If nothing else, I need you to get a big clock and be my hype man.
What about Uncle Randy?
Well, I'll run against his ass. What's he running for? Mayor of Dunkin' Donutville or whatever? What the fuck's he running for?
Governor of Atlanta, I think.
Fuck it. I'll do that too. Or
mayor of Atlanta.
fuck it. I'm going to run against him. I'll beat him.
So Tyler,
I'm against him.
Tyler has a suggestion that you could just introduce me as your life partner. I'm not down for that.
That'll get me the votes. Yep. That's it right there. You're my life partner and we're in this together.
Okay. So do I? Okay. Uncle Randy is running for governor. Mm-hmm. I'm suggesting to you that you bring him on as your debate coach.
Hmm.
And then whatever he teaches you, you run against him and take away that.
I think you got something. He'll teach me all his tricks and then I'll be able to use them against him. This is perfect. Do they have debate coaches in presidential elections?
Okay, so you are going to run for president,
mm-hmm.
and Absolutely. The governor of Atlanta.
Yes. I will represent you. What's Atlanta, Georgia, right? All right. I got you guys. Don't worry.
Okay. So it's Butterbean Dong 2021.
Yes.
Presidential
for both campaigns.
This is gonna be.
Can you be my vice mayor? Is it mayor? Is it a mayor? I don't know what I'm running for.
I don't want anything to do with Atlanta. I'm gonna do my own shit.
Damn it! You got to do something. I can't do two things if you're only gonna do one thing. We got to keep this.
I'm gonna run for chief of police.
Chief, just one chief of one police department. Which one?
All of them. I'm gonna be the chief of police.
So
hold on. Nope. I'm also going to, so you're going to go for the gay vote. I'm going to go for the Native American vote. I'm going to identify as a Native American so I can be the chief of police chief.
Chief.
No, it's only three chiefs.
Three.
I'm the chief of police chiefs. Chief.
Vote Dong. Chief of police chiefs. It even sounds Native American, kind of.
Oh, okay. So it looks like we have our first question about your policy. So I guess we'll get into your policies. Yeah,
let's get right into it.
Luke the Duke asked, Zimbabwe, or however Haji says it. You both are magically president, dictator, king, your choice of Mexico. How would you stop the cartels? So as president of the United States and the mayor of Atlanta or the governor of Georgia, whatever the fuck it is.
Same thing.
How are you going to stop the cartels in Georgia?
I'm going to use my powers as the mayor of Georgia.
I'm going to ban the cartels.
All right. So here's my plan to stop the cartels. I'm going to negotiate fair drug prices with Canada, and I'm going to let people bring in their own drugs from Canada. We're going to bring down these pharmaceutical sons of bitches. That should stop the cartel violence, right? Canadian drugs. Cheap Canadian drugs are good.
To answer your question, Namor, yes, we are. Just
are they reading this?
Okay.
Now you know.
Behind the scenes, showing you how the meat's made or something. Okay. So please take notes on this.
There will be no contradictions in this campaign. That's We should, that should be part of our slogan. No contradictions. We need a slogan. We got to have a good slogan.
Tyler suggests a slogan would be just say no.
to running, or how's that going to get me to be president? They don't come to me. People aren't going to vote for me if I don't run.
What do you think about this? Freedom ain't guaranteed anymore.
I think that would look good on a hat, but we can't use freedom ain't good. That's long.
Faga?
Faga! Yes, sir.
And then, so Trump supporters are maggots, right?
Right. This campaign is off to a fucking great start.
We are going to take over the world.
So are those pussy hats that they were wearing at the women's march, are those copyrighted or whatever? Can we write faga across a pussy hat? And that'll be our hats.
Unrelated to our presidential run and gubernatorialship and chief of police interns, whatever.
The CCC. You're running for the CCC.
So I had, I think, three messages that we should make a higher Patreon tier.
Okay.
So I did it.
All right.
There's still nobody signed up for it. That's fucking bullshit.
Sons of bitches.
I went through the trouble of making specific art for that tier.
Mm-hmm.
That means that somebody needs to sign up for it.
Yeah, you sons of bitches.
So
this is your future president telling you.
Do you think we should revamp our Patreon?
Yeah, we need to have it to be presidential themed, you know? We need to go all out with this shit.
Okay, so this is not just going to be a 1 week deal, because I don't want to put a bunch of work into... See, I'm already getting the fucking work. This is what I was afraid of.
What do you think the police chief of chiefs does? You have to chief something.
Set up Patreon for the fucking governor of Atlanta.
You can... In your next police chief meeting, you should say that. Why am I doing the work for the governor of Atlanta?
All right. So, okay. So Uncle Randy, if you're listening, we would like you to come on next week and teach Anthony how to debate.
Yes. I promise not to use it against you.
Shh. Okay. So. Cartels, you've got them wiped out. Yep,
cartels are gone. That's going to help the relations with Canada. It's going to help grandmas get their insulin injections that they need for their cancer or whatever.
All right, I'm going to look shit up here because
we need to have a specific policy platform. God, that's a lot of work.
That's what we're doing now.
I know, but. I mean, just keeping track of it's going to be a lot of work.
God. Which is why I keep saying that somebody needs to keep notes.
Being president is going to suck. And then on top of that, I got to be the governor of Alaska too, or Alabama. Where was he?
The mayor of Alabama.
So close. I want to see how many people write me in. How many people do you think need to write me in before I get a letter in the mail from somebody that says, dude, stop whatever you're doing. We're tired of looking at your name. That's what I want.
Okay. I just want enough people to write you in that buy shirts. That's all I care about is buying the shirts and the hats.
Right. The pussy hat with the faga on it.
Bumper stickers. I mean, we have the potential to make dozens and dozens of dollars with this.
Right. We're going to be swimming in merch. We won't be able to sell any of it, but we're going to be swimming in merch.
You know how Kiss did with, they put their name on everything, caskets and shit.
Yep.
We're going to do the same thing. I'm going to have little buttons for, you know, dong buttons.
Dong buttons. I like the fact that you call them dong buttons. That's great.
Fuck. For some reason, I was just thinking I want to put butterbean dong on a slap chop.
What the hell's a slap chop?
You know, you'll love these nuts. You know, you slap the slap chop, motherfucker.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know what a pork chop is.
Okay, we'll have a butterbean pork chop. I don't give a fuck.
Butterbean dong pork chops. Oh, I want a brand. I want somebody to brand their fucking pork chop with butterbean dong. What the hell's a slap chop?
It's just a little fucking container you put over whatever you want to cut up and then you fucking hit it.
Oh, the slap chop. Okay. Okay. I was like,
what did you get slap chop confused with?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you're going to need more than Uncle Randy's help in this.
I don't debate. Know that I've ever used the word slap chop in any conversation ever. It's literally just like a, like snuggy. Like, have you ever, just in casual conversation, you ever say snuggy or yeah. snugglet or whatever?
Yeah. Honey, where's my slap chop? It's over there by the snuggy.
You keep your slap chop and your snuggy together.
Yeah, it goes in my As Seen on TV closet.
You remember those things? You remember those things that you hook up to your vacuum cleaner and it cuts your hair for you?
Floby.
Floby. Yeah. I wish we could get the Floby to endorse my campaign. Even if I don't even think the Floby exists, so we're gonna say that our campaign is endorsed by the Floby.
All right. So is it time that we start distancing ourselves from Steakums and we start moving towards Floby?
Yes. Because Steakums is a little too conservative for us, or too liberal.
You're out, Steakums.
Oh, yeah. You're out, Steakums. Faga is officially standing against Steakums.
Faga and the faggots are against Steakums. We're pro Floby.
God, I hope that still exists.
Okay, so I found a website here that's got the issues.
All right.
And we need to figure out where you stand, because I need to know where I stand.
Sweet.
I don't know
against
that,
me.
have you ever had has there ever been a president and a vice president that don't agree on anything?
Well, there will be.
What's the song that plays when the president walks into a room? Hail to the Chief. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
So I'm sure that's what it's called. Here's what I think.
All right.
Let me find it here. Here's what's going to play when you win the election.
All right. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's perfect. I was hoping it wasn't going to be a Cypress Hill song.
That's where your mind went, was Cypress Hill?
Yes. I don't know why. Hits from the bong. That's all I could think. He's going to play Hits from the Bong.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Insane in the membrane.
Right.
Okay.
I like your choice better.
So where are you, or we, where are we on capital punishment and the death penalty?
Aren't they the same thing? All right, so here's my stance.
That's your stance. They're the same thing.
My stance on capital punishment is we need to outlaw the electric chair and outlaw the firing squad, and we have to have one guy with really big hands that chokes you out. That's how we have to do this. I'm all for it. I'm all for capital punishment for everything. All crimes, capital punishment across the board, and you get choked out. But not until you die. Just like he chokes you out while you jack off, and right when you come, he lets go. One of them type of deals. Auto erotic asphyxiation, but without the auto, because you're not doing it yourself, right?
I like the stance that. Okay, so if we're gonna talk through all these, if somebody says, "What is your opinion on capital punishment?" And your response is, I think it's the same as the death penalty. I think that's a pretty solid stance that nobody can poke holes in.
Yep. And then the awkward silence after, because I just don't say anything else. Perfect. That's my stance. I think it's the same as the death penalty. And then just awkward silence until they start talking again. Perfect. All right. Write that down.
Whoever's taking notes, write that down. What about the like private prisons? Prison industrial complex.
Hold on. Whoever's writing that down is going to be our official press secretary. So just so you know, if you want to be press secretary, write it down.
Oh, we should put out a
statement. A press release.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
How much did I say that cost to do? Like $150?
I don't know. It's worth it. How else am I going to win? You got to spend money to make money.
You're not going into this to make money.
You know how much money you get paid to be president? I think it's like $250,000. How much do you get to be vice president? I'm not sure. We'll give up. You know what? As part of our platform, we're going to give up your salary and give it back to the people.
I can promise you that during our term, it'll be the least amount of golf ever played by a presidential.
That's going to be right at the top of our platform.
All right. Private prisons.
I think everybody should have one.
That's your stance?
That's my stance. Private prisons. I'm all for it. Don't you think?
I think it should depend.
On?
Huh? So, you know, prisons are a great way to utilize cheap labor.
Yes. I was going to say slave labor, but okay.
Cheap labor. They get paid.
Yeah, but okay. All right.
Don't get wrapped up in semantics.
What'd you call me?
So if we are going to, if our presidency is going to be sponsored by Slap Chop.
I just got a great idea. Go ahead.
We should use prison labor to start making Slap Chops. Flood the market.
Yes, with Slap Chops. Slap Chop 2.0.
All right. So what's your great idea?
We are going to bring back manufacturing to America by making the prison system bigger. So we're going to manufacture everything in America. We're going to bring back American jobs. That's my plan to revitalize the middle class. Jobs for everybody.
Bigger prisons?
Bigger prisons means jobs for everybody.
Oh, am I missing something?
Yeah, we're going to take all the manufacturing that's in China right now, all the iPhones and shit, and we're going to make them in American prisons. We're going to need more people to make them. So we're going to need bigger prisons, more people in prison to make my iPhones.
So what we're going to have to do something. Okay, so you and I can work together. If I'm the chief of police.
Right. See? And I've got Georgia. Is that right? What I got?
Yeah,
I've got Georgia. I can round up some people from Georgia. I think we can make that work.
No. Okay. No? So we're going to have to come up with some laws then.
Like we harsher punishments for people, you mean?
Yeah. Something.
I would.
If we're going to populate, you can build all the fucking prisons you want, but we need people in them.
No. I think that we could probably find a way to convince people to just go to prison. I mean, like, you don't have a job. You're unemployed. I mean, we're going to give you a job and a place to live.
And that's taking care of the homeless problem.
Yes. Free housing for the homeless. Free jobs. This is perfect. We're solving all the problems right off the top.
All right. But can we make them government-owned prisons instead of private?
I thought you were going to say government-owned people. Government, why?
Because we'd be the government. We would make the profit. What the fuck do you mean, why?
Yeah.
Okay. Could we start?
Yeah, no, I'm in.
Could we start a Patreon?
to open a prison?
To fund our prison?
I think that's a GoFundMe, isn't it? I'm really down on my luck. I need a prison.
All right.
Hmm.
What about election security?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what that means. What the fuck does that mean? Election security.
Well, because you know that there was talks that Russia tampered with our election.
Oh.
I'm not talking about hiring people from the Lions Club to come and stand security during election time.
Those little cars around? That would be awesome. You know what I'm talking about with the little fez hats? Oh, what are those guys called?
They're not the Lions Club. Fuck it. We'll call them the Lions Club. Who gives a shit?
Fuck. What are they called? The optical illusions? The optical.
What is this? America's Got Talent?
It's like the optic club. Or what the fuck is it? Rotary. It's the Rotary, right?
No, that's not the Rotary.
Fuck. I'll check the little chat. Fez hat guys. You know what I'm talking about. They drive the little cars around. They look like bears.
Oh, fuck. Anybody in chat know what it's called? The people in parades that ride the little motorbikes in formation and shit?
I think I'm going to need to know this. This is really important for my campaign. Because it'll come up for sure.
That's your motorcade.
Oh, shit.
Shriners, thank you.
Oh, God, Shriners, yes.
Luke the Duke. All right. Uncle Randy is in here. Right. He would like to know, can illegals vote?
Yeah, illegally. We'll have two separate elections. One for the legals and one for the illegals.
And then what? You merge the two together to come up with the final?
Yeah, exactly. See, I'm gonna win with the illegals and then win with the legals and then put them together and I still win.
So is that the new electoral college?
Yeah, it's the electoral high school. That's what we're gonna call it.
All right.
We're shaking everything up.
we're gonna take this country down to its foundation.
Goddamn right.
Okay, so the one thing I ask, if I'm gonna identify as a Native American, uh-huh. I want on our political posters, I want to be in brown face with a little tear going down my eye.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh my God.
Randy says that it should be the electoral trade school.
I think I like that better. I think that's funnier, actually.
Okay.
The electoral trade school.
All right. It looks like we've got some notes going on.
All right. Good.
So good. Thank you, Free Sample, for the notes.
Yeah. You are our official press secretary.
All right. My windows are all fucked up here.
Now. It's a non-paying gig, just so you know.
You don't have to highlight that. We can tell them that in private.
Nope. It's out in the open.
Okay. It appears that securing 5G is another issue that's a hot button item.
Securing 5G?
Yes. So like it sounds like all we have to do is raise $5,000 and we're good.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. We got the money. That's great. Oh my God.
Yeah, Softcast says we can build all the prisons we want, but we need to fill them. Flabby for Senate.
Hey, we want answers, okay? We're looking for answers, not more questions. You got a way to fill these prisons or what?
No, so we don't have to go through creating laws to fucking get people arrested.
That's easy.
That's easy. Yeah, we don't have to talk through that. We got
all we have to do is outlaw homelessness. If you don't have a house, you do now.
Okay. Can we should outlaw homeless veterans.
Yeah.
They know how to fight.
When you get back from the active duty, straight to prison. Thanks for your service. We'll have a parade that leads right to the prison.
Led by the Shriners in the stupid hats.
Right. Oh my God.
So
baby killer. I haven't heard that one in forever. Oh man.
All right. Okay. We're hitting the economy now.
Oh boy.
Affordable housing.
I think we've already covered this.
Okay. All right. Big
bang. That's my answer in the debate too. What was the next one?
Big banks.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to need bigger banks if we have bigger prisons. Yes.
Income equality.
Are you asking me if I want to raise to be president? Yes, I want to raise to be president. Yes.
I want as much money being president as the women presidents make.
Yes. How much did the black president make? I want it 10% more than that.
I want at least 2/5 more than what he made. What's your stance on minimum wage?
I think minimum wage should be at least $6 an hour, at least. But we're gonna have to phase that in over the course of like 15 years. We'll start at we'll start at 50 cents, and then we'll phase in to $6 an hour.
Okay, so
over 15 years.
How would you have handled? What's your stimulus package for the country? Because there's people that need help right now.
With what? I'm going to be a good debater.
So the more you talk, the less shirts I see getting sold.
I want to, they're going to sell shirts that say, help with what? That's our campaign slogan. So you're talking about this virus? It's fake. The whole thing's fake. We already said we'd raise the 5G, so the virus doesn't even exist anymore, right?
So you're just willing the virus out of existence. All these people that aren't working, there's no money coming in. You have no plan to help them out.
Prison. my whole presidency hinges on putting people in prison. The only people that aren't going to be in prison are the construction workers that are on the outside building the fucking prisons.
Fuck. Okay.
So I think if we can quarantine everybody in prison, the virus will just kind of take care of itself, right?
I reckon.
And as long as we don't recirculate the air, it should be fine, right?
So all the prisons are just a quarantine?
Yeah. Basically. I mean, workplaces. We'll call them workplaces.
No, fuck, that's stupid. Give them cool names like, what, like Day Spa Inn or something.
Yep. We're going to let the hotel. That's good. We'll let the hotel chains run the prisons. this is getting better and better. Holiday Inn is going to be the nicest prison you've ever been to.
Okay.
See, and that way we're going to bring in corporate sponsorship. So
where does Slap Chop fit in all this?
We're manufacturing the Slap Chops in the prisons.
Got it. Thank you. All right.
We have to have a whole fleet of trucks to ship the Slap Chops to.
All right. Reparations.
Yeah, I want more money to be president. Yes. You guys took 40 years of me not being president, so you owe me for that. God, how difficult is this?
What about reparations for people that used to be slaves?
No, we're going to make them slaves again. I don't understand how this is not getting through to you here. Everybody's going to be better off, okay?
Okay. Another issue is the cost of college.
I support free college.
Inside the prison?
No, for everybody. Everybody gets free college.
How's that paid for?
Slap chops! Slap chops! We're going to sell more slap chops. So in order to pay for your college, you have to go door to door with a briefcase selling slap chops.
So, you know, you and I talked about this in a very early episode that at one point in our lives, we had both had that door to door vacuum cleaner salesman job.
Yes.
So can you picture that with slap chops where you just go into their cupboard and you find some peanuts or something, you smash them up and put them all over. And
see, you can get three slap chops for $1,100.
So our stimulus package to help the economy, I think should be that we send everybody two slap chops and they can sell them and then do with what they want with that money.
That's a really good idea, but we need to collect taxes on the money that they sell for. However much you sell them for, you owe us taxes on the money.
Okay, I guess that's a good one. Taxes.
how are we going to handle taxes? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, taxes. Or people want to know, are their taxes going up or are they going down?
I can guarantee you that your taxes will stay the same. Whatever you pay now, send me a copy of the receipts and I'll make sure that you pay that much next year.
Everybody individually, you can't even keep track of our shit.
No, I got this. Don't worry. Send me a photocopy of your tax receipts.
Who's going to be, so we're going to need a whole cabinet.
No,
like a whole bookshelf. Like
one shelf. That's all we need, really. I mean,
so who's going to be your secretary of taxes?
Is that a thing?
It is now. It's our fucking deal.
Okay. Back it up. How many of the secretaries do I get to have sex with?
Five.
Okay, cool. That's all. We need five secretaries then. That's all we need. Secretary of taxes. So if anybody wants to be the secretary of taxes, let me know. I'm taking applications.
No. We fill our cabinet through Patreon.
Oh. All right. Works for me. If you think you're good enough to be secretary of taxes.
All right. Oh, what else we got? Nuclear power. Yeah. Prisons.
It's got to be prisons. I mean, it has to. We could turn the nuclear power plants into prisons somehow.
They're already built.
Yeah, they're already there. I think we should make it easier for nuclear power plants to dump their waste, first of all. We need to cut the bureaucratic red tape on nuclear power plants. They should be able to dump them little golden rods that they have right in the river.
All right, so we can arrest people for like rafting and shit in our nuclear waste river.
Yes. Yeah, don't swim in that fucking glowing green river.
Where are you at on fracking?
I'm all for it. Frack the shit out of everything. I want everybody's water to be on fire all the time.
Oh, you don't got no hot water? Here's some fucking hot water.
Right.
What do we got here? Farming and climate change.
So first of all, we need to legalize growing poppy seeds in America so we can get more heroin into the... That'll help with the cartel also. See, it's all coming together. Farming. Fuck, I don't know anything about farming. Yes. Farm stimulus bills. That's what we need that. We need farm stimulus bills. I know that currently the government pays farmers not to grow stuff. So we're going to keep that tradition up.
Oh, right? We're going to pay them more not to grow stuff.
Yes. Yes. We're going to get the farm vote. You get a 10% raise for growing even less stuff.
If you can go to your neighbor's house and steal some of their stuff, we'll pay you for that too.
Yes. I want you to burn your neighbor's field down. This is great.
Nutrition.
Yeah, McDonald's on every corner.
All right.
We need corporate sponsorships. McDonald's, Burger King, all of them.
This one's big right now. What about gun control?
I don't want anybody under me to have guns. I don't think that's such a good idea.
Okay, so you could say something really clean sounding like common sense gun laws.
Yeah.
And then if it's our common sense.
Yeah, it makes common sense that you wouldn't have guns because I'm going to tell you what to do and I don't want you to shoot me. That's common sense.
So as soon as you become president, anybody that owns a gun is now violating the law. They get their new job at the Holiday Inn making slap chops.
Do you know what a no-knock warrant is?
Yeah.
So I want to raise the number of no-knock warrants. We need at least 5 a day across the United States in every city. 5 no-knock warrants. And if there's not enough criminals, we'll just make some up. It's cool.
Is there anything more extreme we could do other than a no-knock warrant?
Just burn their house down while they're sleeping. what can we call that so it sounds cool? Because no-knock warrant sounds cool. That's a cool name. Like, we're going to come and burn your house down while you're sleeping with you and your family in it.
Accelerated evacuation warrant.
I love it.
Weapon registry. We don't need to worry about that because guns are now illegal.
Right.
Abortion. That's a big one.
Hmm. So if you have, all right. So if you're in prison and you have a kid, I'm good with that. We need more workers. If you're not in prison, no, I think mandatory abortions if you're not in prison.
I think that might hurt.
Hurt who? I'm fine.
I don't know that that's sustainable.
Why? Everybody's going to be in prison. The majority of our population is going to be in prison.
No, they're going to be at work.
Oh, yeah, work. Sorry.
At the Holiday Inn.
We're going to have a special hotel room for expecting mothers. We don't like to call it a cell, but it's a cell.
Yeah. So there's still a large portion of the public that hasn't been put it to work yet.
So we have to get the trans vote. So how about free abortions for trans women, trans men? Which one's the one that can have babies?
Free abortions. If you're a former Navy SEAL and
oh God.
Okay, so
awesome.
If you're a trans man, that means that you had a vulva. Then yes, free abortions for trans mans.
The drive
trans,
BMWs. Trans AMs.
What?
For trans, you said something about BMWs? Yeah. I'm yes, so confused.
If you cut your dick off, you get a free car.
All right. First you said BMWs, then you said trans AMs. I'm lost. What does this have to do with abortions?
And late term abortions.
Only late term. No early term.
You can apply to have a late term abortion, like post birth abortions. If your kid is a furry.
The first time he puts on that suit, it's not murder anymore.
It's just what, varmint control? Is that what it was? Animal control? There was a big raccoon in my house and I was scared for my life.
What do you mean? Just let him spread garbage all over the yard? What the fuck?
I just played through an entire sketch in my head that, so there's an old hillbilly on his front porch. All this just popped into my head.
All right.
There's a hillbilly on his front porch and he calls the cops. He calls 911 and they say, what's the problem? He said, I'm hearing some rustling outside. And they said, well, can you see anything? He opens up his curtain. He looks out and he said, there's a goddamn coon out in my front yard, sir. You're going to have to calm down. No, I'm going to go kill this fucking coon. And then he opens the door and he shoots him. And he said, I killed that son of a bitch and coon. And then the cops show up thinking that it's going to be a fucking white supremacist. And it turns out it's just a furry. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
No, no big deal. I'm glad you took care of it so we didn't have to.
All right. What about DACA?
DACA?
It's under immigration. So I assume it's Mexican for something.
I don't know. Do they vote? Oh, wait, they're going to illegally vote. I support it. I support DACAs. I don't know what it is.
All the DACAs.
All the DACAs.
You're all welcome here.
I thank the DACAs votes.
Illegal entry. I think that's rape.
I'm against rape. That's my answer. That's my answer.
What about building the wall?
The prison wall?
It's your stance. You're the one that's going to have.
Yeah, but you're going to stand up there with me with your hand on your heart. And
yeah, and I'm going to be going, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. Vote for Dong.
Vote for Dong. No illegal entry with Dong. Oh shit.
Baga. Okay. infrastructure. It says clean water and transportation.
We've already discussed that we're going to start fracking everywhere immediately. And what was the next one? Transportation?
Yeah.
Every city can have one bus.
Regardless of the size of your city.
Right.
You live in fucking shithole Kansas, you get a bus.
An old school bus. And you all get an old school bus and a guy that knows how to work on it. He comes with the bus.
You know that guy. Would it be in good taste or bad taste if every bus had a, you know, like the Ronald McDonald statue that sits down at the bench and he's sitting there like this and you go up and you, if there was a Rosa Parks statue that went in the back of every bus.
That would be awesome. Everybody can get their picture taken with Rosa Parks. Oh, shit. I like it.
Can you make that mandatory?
Yes. All buses right. have to have a Rosa Parks statue. But you know what? I want it moved to the front of the bus. I'm helping out here. I'm trying to help out. A Rosa Parks statue.
Just rewrite history.
On the front of the bus, like outside, in the front.
The Rosa Parks hood ornament on every bus.
We got this election on lock.
Racism over. You thought Delvin Cox had an impact on racism. You wait till you get your eyes on this Rosa Parks hood ornament. Okay, then would it be in bad taste if you made it like a sex doll?
A sex doll hood ornament on a school bus?
Of Rosa Parks.
Nope. I think the ideas just keep getting better. Oh, shit.
Legalizing marijuana. I assume that's going to be legal if you're pushing for poppy seeds.
Yes. Yes. We're going to grow it in the prisons.
Defense spending.
What are we defending against?
I assume ourselves. I think that the population is going to turn against us quickly.
All right. So here's my plan. We're going to hire a bunch of people to dig a moat around the United States.
You're just cutting Mexico off. That's all you're doing. And Canada, I guess.
And Canada. But it'll be a big moat.
Oh, okay.
And then we're not going to have any, like, ports anywhere. So no boats can come in. So you can bring all the boats, but there's nowhere for you to park your boat. What are you going to do?
You're going to run out of gas and just float, fucker.
Right. Nobody can get in.
How do you stop more 9/11s from happening?
Fuck. I'll ask nicely. Like, don't 9/11 us, please.
That's you're going to put a big banner? Don't 9/11 us?
Yes.
Hey, before you 9/11 us, might I interest you in Rosa Parks' mouth?
Please don't bomb our prisons. We need those. This is the cornerstone of my plan. Fuck, how do I stop 9/11? Fuck, I don't know. As president, I won't do 9/11. How's that?
What if you make it mandatory that if you build a building over three stories tall, it's got to have collision detection?
Collision detection?
Yeah.
So alarms are going to be going off all the time? Like car alarms are going to be going off? Like every time a bird flies by your building?
No, dummy. You got to put sensors on it so it detects that it's a bird. Just who's like gonna, who, planes
gonna,
and shit.
Who's going to build this?
Who gives up? Prisons.
That's what I wanted you to say. I want you to get in the habit. I want everybody to get in the habit of always saying that. That's always the answer.
Okay, that's not the right answer. The right answer is it's going to be built at the Holiday Inn. We'll shut
all
down.
All manufacturing is now Holiday Inn.
We'll shut down one of our slap chop lines.
Oh, my God, I died. We're going to shut down one of our slap chop lines. One of our third shift slap chop production lines. Be a slap chop shortage. Our whole economy is going to be built on slap chops.
What happens when we saturate the market?
With slap chops?
Yeah, what we're going to have a backup product.
How about Steakums? Is it too late to, get them back on the bus?
What about Flatus flutes?
Can we produce those in prisons? I'm in. I think it'd be easier. We don't have to get any kind of FDA approval or whatever, because you got to have like food handling licenses and all that. Oh, wait, I'm the president. No, you don't. You don't have to have shit. you can make whatever you want.
Okay. Crispy says, I dropped off the official podcast train now. It panders to kids too much. I like this show better. It panders to failures too much.
Thanks.
As long as we got the Crispy vote, we're good.
Yeah. Can we count on your vote?
We don't pander to kids. They just fucking find us. I know.
Oh, that will be my first act is lowering the voting age to 14.
And raising the age of consent to 29.
29?
You're right, 35. Right. Anybody that has sex with somebody under the age of 35, go to the Holiday Inn.
Oh, Holiday Inn. You got a room for you at the Holiday Inn.
Unless you are in our cabinet.
Then it's all the 32-year-olds you can handle.
Capital gains taxes.
I think
gains. That's for weightlifters.
Gains sounds good. gains is good, so I'm for it. Wait, taxes on gains? No. I want to be swole. I don't want to pay extra taxes for it. I'm against it.
Wall Street taxes. All the taxes, all the streets should have taxes. That's an easy one.
Yes. Every street is a toll street. I think that's a really good idea.
Every intersection is a toll road. Every intersection across the United States.
Man, we're going to have a lot of prisoners to put these things in.
We're going to have to shut down like multiple slap chop lines.
Yeah, see, and you're worried about flooding the market. We have so much other stuff to do. We're not going to flood the market. We're going to have a slap chop shortage.
Rural broadband.
Yep. Yes.
Is
that an actual like policy? Like, I think it's good. how does anybody answer that? Is that real?
Yeah, because it takes money. So the infrastructure required to get broadband to places other than urban settings.
Google can pay for that. I want that. That's my.
Did you just pull? Did you just pull a Donald Trump with the Mexican wall?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. We're gonna take broadband from Google, and they're gonna pay for it.
Online privacy.
No online privacy. None. I'm gonna make it illegal to do anything online and anonymously, unless you're in the government.
What? How do you expect to get any votes with that stance?
I'll know. I'll know they're not voting for me because it's not going to be private. I'm going to make all my decisions are retroactive before I even get elected. Once I get elected, all my decisions are retroactive.
You're not going to get elected if you're telling everybody they're not going to have any privacy once you're elected.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I didn't even look at it that way.
Do people want privacy?
Just tell them that as long as they're private, they're not safe.
Well, everybody already knows that.
They'll do anything they can to stay safe.
Yes. It's terrorists. I want to save you from the terrorists and the Mexican rapists.
They're bad hombres.
They're bad hombres.
Okay, so what we need, you know, like they have the terror alert chart where you just move it up to like red and then you can start taking away rights.
Yeah, so we'll get one of those like flat Stanleys or whatever, but we'll chop them up and it'll be a Mexican one. And when you put the sombrero on it, then it's really bad. And you put the little mustache on it and it's a little worse. And then you give them his little revolvers.
If you walk by and you see him holding that bottle of tequila, you can pretty much assume they've taken over the Alamo.
Right.
It looks like that's about all the issues. All that's left is NAFTA, TPP, tariffs, and China.
I'm all for China. Wait, I'm all for tariffs. I don't know about China.
I say we ban China.
All right.
We cancel them. We dox them and we cancel them.
China's racist. Just get on Twitter and say China's racist and they're done.
China doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter.
Right. Oh, my.
Meanwhile, God. You can come fuck Rosa Parks' face.
You know how much we believe in Black Lives Matter? We're going to let you fuck Rosa Parks' face.
All right.
I think we did some good today.
I am looking forward to seeing these notes.
If anybody doesn't like any of my policies, feel free to let me know and I'll change them to get your vote.
All right. Let's do, we got to do our shout outs from last week because my internet crashed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
I thought we made it through them though.
No. Did no. you?
I thought I did.
Did you take them off the list?
No.
So then we're doing them again because I don't know which one's which.
Sounds good. Give me 2 seconds here. Get this window pulled up. Man, I really think I have a chance of winning this thing.
I really think we have a chance of selling a couple t-shirts out of this fucking deal.
So our t-shirt, our logo has to have a prison in the background. And
hold on, what's her name? Straw Batty. Take note.
Take note. It's gotta be a prison. There's gotta be barbed wire because all prisons have to have barbed wire because that looks cool. And me and Doug with our hands on our hearts in front of the prison. Anything else?
What about Faga?
Faga. It's gotta say, we both have to have blue hats that say Faga.
What Butterbean Dong 2021.
Butterbean Dong 2021, right.
And then you're running for governor of mayor?
Mayor of Alabama. I don't remember. Wasn't it Baltimore? No. Georgia.
Yeah, governor of Georgia.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to nail that one down before we go public.
And it would be even better if we don't and I still win.
And I'm going to be the chief of police chiefs. Right?
Your title's way cooler than mine.
Yeah.
So once you're...
It is.
Yeah, it is. Once you're chief of police chiefs, are you going to... once I sign the order, you're going to have to go to everybody's house and collect all their guns. So we're going to need people that aren't in prison to be on the police force. Right. Or is it like half your time in prison, half your time as a cop?
No, I want my own militia.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. All the militia has to go through you.
Nope. I got it.
All right.
So if I'm the chief of police chiefs, I can deputize people.
Yes.
You're going to be Deputy Butterbean.
Finally. It's about goddamn time. This is perfect. It's like it all comes full circle.
All right. You ready to do these patrons?
Yep. All right. You starting or am I?
Yeah. So do you see how some of them had that little, it looks like a taco or pizza or something?
Yep.
So that's just copied text from the email I get. Uh-huh. That way I don't have to type. So just read it like we do all the other ones. You don't have to say.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right. Am I starting?
Sure.
Philip.
Andreas.
Coulter.
Bo.
Jacob.
Native Crazy Bull.
Sid.
Jalen.
Mike.
Don.
Insult Web.
Wax Ladrian.
That's a funny name. Tyler Banton.
All right, so fuck it. Yeah, we're just doing first and last names now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That's what it says. I just read. I'm not even paying attention.
Tyler Banton. Email address T at.
Sorry, buddy.
Sergio.
Oh my God. Jacob.
Private Danny.
Sametry.
That sounds like a fucking Native American name.
It does. I wonder if they're not going to be a patron anymore.
Same with Crazy Bull. That he's definitely Indian. And Cumwagon, thank you very much for upgrading your tier. Thank you, everybody, for signing up to our Patreon.
Yep. Go to whosrightpodcast.com. Get everything you need for everything.
All of our poor Sly. Everyone. He's going to have a fuck ton of work to do on the website.
Should we launch a whole new website?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, do you think Sly will cover it?
Probably. Why not? Okay, I'll vouch for him.
We vow, anybody that signs up to our Patreon, we vow to spend about $5 a month on this. What are we doing?
I'm running for president. I don't know what you're doing.
Election. The election.
We're going to rig this election. We're going to have to figure out how to start a super PAC. Is there a wiki on or a Wikipedia?
I only want Tupac.
We need a super PAC. Trust me.
Lobbyists. How do we get lobbyists?
Oh, yeah. If anybody's a lobbyist and is a listener, let me know.
I just want to know what it's like.
I just want to know what the job's like.
You're hanging out at the lobby at the Holiday Inn all day. That sounds pretty fucking easy.
I'm going to be a hobby lobbyist. Oh, Jesus. That was fucking dumb.
Just, you pulled it in at the last, but we got the fucking title of the episode.
Oh, shit.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Thank you for all the super chats.
Yes. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.